Singing in the rain, what a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above.
Singing in the rain, driving, looking through my window pane, bird shit is sliding down, I wipe it off with my dressing gown. I'd better answer the intercom. Mr. Dodd, I have a special assignment, as it were. Iraqi's oil transmission system is showing its age. We have been the dominant oil provider of the world for over a century. Due to oil being a fossil fuel, not only does it cause polluting acid rain, which takes the shine off ancient buildings and puts holes in the atmosphere, but the rate of extraction from Mother Earth's surface is due to run out by 2050. Therefore, Mr. Dodd, you invent me some new renewable energy to replace oil. If you do not come up with it within 24 hours, I am taking you out. I must admit, I am now feeling considerably motivated for work. Yes, I am setting an hourglass.
Sam, there's no fuel in the garage.
Yes, the world's oil supply is running out. I've set Mr. Dodd on the problem on pain of death.
I can't get down to the charity shops to buy this pullover with a slight hole in the front. Also, yesterday, because of the increasing vandalism in the palace kitchen from Balkan, where I found the speakers with a neat little hole punched through them, not to mention the deep scratches along the top. I saw a nice little binatone clock radio with a very low distortion factor. Scratch that, Saddam, and be grounded.
Do not worry, Mother. Mr. Dodd is highly qualified in scientific achievements. The fact that he almost turned his pupils into statues with his monotonous commentary, I would think that he was a quizmaster in his previous life. Ah, what the hell, I'm going to watch the tube. Now, on the new satellite gaming service, Let's Get Quizzical, we present 100%. What is this shite? Where is that sodden remote?
You're probably sitting on it. Come to mention, never returned your dishes from last night's casserole.
Let me just dig down here. Oh, yes, here's the remote. It's sodden. The casserole has encased itself around the Channel Plus button. This remote's a write-off.
And you lad are going to clean that sofa. That 2,000-point settee, inside out.
But that could take 6 hours.
If you do a good job, it should take 10.
Is it just me, or is there no missions here? I am bored. I am going to play with my toy soldiers in the yard. 24 hours later.
Oh yes, my greatest work completed. It is Mr. Dodd's laboratory. He is the most boring old fart you've ever seen. This is Mr. Dodd's laboratory. He has a sister Dodo who will trash it all. But if his invention won't fuel mankind, Saddam will knock him blind. It's Mr. Dodd's lab. That's it, my greatest invention. I have invented fuel that will serve mankind for millennia. This is to take something which is already Iraq's specialty, nuclear fuel, and I will power the parochial car with plutonium. Then we will really be seeing rocket science. Mr. Dodd, I regret to inform you that your 24 hours are up. This is high noon. Your toiling work for the last 23 hours, which will hopefully have caused you the loss of vital sleep, should have come to fruition now. I have been using resources gathered from dismantled nuclear artillery, which produces a wallet-sized globule of plutonium, with which just a tiny fleck can provide a car with enough power to run at the speed of sound. But won't there be potential suburban blast-outs? Yes, I hypothesize. that an estimated 1 in 1,000 cars will spontaneously explode on the Iraqi highway as a result of this highly volatile fuel. Won't this cause controversy amongst the subjects when this leaks out? Well, given the fact that we can control the media of this country 100%, we could suppress the annoying explosions. Well, as long as citizens feel safe, it doesn't matter if they actually are. You may have noticed that you can no longer get around, be mobile. I unveil my most secret and sought-after invention, the replacement to oil, which is due to run out later this century. A car which runs on 99% plutonium and 1% uranium. This nuclear-based car with its mini-reactor and exhaust which routinely spurts out nuclear waste, saving you the trouble of cleaning that out with your bare hands. A top speed of 1,040 miles an hour. I would not advise you to use it, even though Iraq has no speed limit. And now, sexy ladies, start the engine!